Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace.
Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 219. I'm super excited that you're here today, and I'm very excited about today's topic. But before we go there, I want to invite you to come connect with me on LinkedIn. Come socialize. Come network with me. Tell me that you're listening to this episode. Share with me the topics that you would love to listen to more on this platform. And the reason I want to invite you to come connect with me on LinkedIn is because I am going to be going live every single week, starting May 20th, on Monday. I will be presenting you topics that are frequently asked questions. I'll be covering topics where I see some of my clients struggling. I will be live for at least 20 minutes to not only get to learn more about your transition, but also to help you. So go connect with me, and you can search me under Wendy, W-E-N-D-I, and then my last name is W-R-A-Y. All right, I look forward to connecting with you. In today's topic, I want to emphasize the importance about the location type. This is so important. And let me tell you why. This is important because you want to set the tone with the jobs, the roles, the actual careers that you are pursuing from the very beginning. I want you to start with location type because you then get to start searching for the roles within that type of location. And by that, I mean, is it going to be a hybrid? Is it going to be an on-site role? Or is it going to be a fully remote role? Now, for the most part, we are always considering on-site because that's what we know. That's what we are accustomed to. But at the same time, as dual military, as women that are moms that are probably even considering starting a family, we then panic or we free because we're like, the whole point of me getting out is to get that work-life balance, to start a family, to be able to have more autonomy with my time. But here's the thing. You want to have more flexibility. I get that. But also considering maybe even roles or maybe hybrid ones, right? And let's just say that you are a military spouse as well. Maybe you're getting out, but you're also following your husband based on whatever location he will be then PCF into or moving to. And that's completely okay. This is what I encourage a lot of my clients and even just women in general that are getting out of the military. Because listen, ladies, I get it. It's hard, especially if you have little ones, especially if you are thinking of adding more to the family, especially if you want to have more flexibility. Maybe you want to also do school. Remote opportunities is the best opportunity for someone that wants to pursue, to continue to have a family, to maybe start a relationship, maybe just be at home to support a husband. Now, this isn't to say that, oh, then we shouldn't, you know, not have a job or a career. Of course, if that's something that you've already communicated with your husband, with your significant other, this is something to just consider. I'm just offering it for you to have an open mind if you are on the fence or if you're feeling stuck. And also, if you're someone that maybe has no idea of what the remote opportunities look like or how many opportunities are there and what specific roles, are there remote opportunities for your field, for the industry that you want to go into? And the question allows you to do some research, right? It allows you to go deeper into that. But this is why I want to offer this to you. And there's nothing wrong with hybrid. There's nothing wrong with on-site. But this is what I want to share with you today. I want to share with you really what different things are, the challenges, the pros and the cons, because it's so important for you to understand from the very beginning. You do not want to go and start searching for project management and get all these types on site, hybrid, remote, but then you come to find out because you are a military spouse or because you're starting a family, now you have to relocate. And maybe the city or the location that you were pursuing 8 months ago has now changed. Now that you're 90 days out. And listen, if you are 90 days out, I don't want you to panic and, you know, think that all the work that you've done has, you know, kind of gone down the drain or hasn't been useful. No, it has. And I encourage you to focus really on what location type you want to focus on or you want to pursue, because it's so important as your career search. And before I go any deeper onto how you can also update on your LinkedIn profile or how you can start to look for on different platforms that allow you to see actual jobs, but want to first go over what the remote, what the hybrid, and what the onsite look like, the pros and the cons. So I want to start with the one that I'm going to recommend. If there's one that I recommend to any military woman, to any mom, to any military spouse, would be for a remote. That's point number one. That's how I started. But here's the thing. With everything, there are pros and there are cons, right? And it's all based on what's best for you and your family. So I encourage you to focus on what's best for you and your family. Meaning, if you have a husband, if you have a significant other, someone that a loved one that you are sharing this journey with, I want you to begin with having a conversation. Really having this conversation and identifying what exactly do you want for this transition? Are you guys looking to have more time on your hands? Are you guys wanting to travel? What is it? What is the goal from this relationship so that when you know and set a tone with that, you can then pursue if it's remote or if it's hybrid or if it's all site, whatever it may be for you. Because here's the thing, you may also have a spouse that already transitioned, or maybe he's just a civilian. It possibly he works remotely already. Maybe you don't want to have two individuals under the same roof working from home. It may not work out for them. So again, understanding what the goal is for you and your family. But when you have that, then you then decide which one to pick. Again, remote, hybrid, or on-site. I'm going to go with remote as my top priority. And I'm going to tell you why in a moment and also sharing my journey on which challenges that I faced. And I want you to also go to LinkedIn, and I will drop all of the links here in show notes so that you can go check out the short videos that I did talking about this topic, because I think it's very important that we understand what are the challenges and also what are the advantages and what really is best for you, because not everyone is going to have the exact same goal, the exact same desires for their future career and their relationship. Very important, right? We want to make sure that our mental health, our emotional well-being is up the part in order for us to continue to keep going, in order for us to keep leading, to continue to keep being ourselves. And so the advantages of being remote, obviously, you have flexibility. You have flexibility in your schedule. You have flexibility to, you know, learn behind the scenes, do the work, learn, do whatever you need to do, little appointments, take your kids, you know, to school, drop them off, come back, do some work, go to the meetings that you need to attend. Also be able to maybe have some flexibility with the types of meetings that you're having, right? Like maybe there are certain days that you are focusing only on getting things done. Maybe you don't have meetings on Tuesdays and now you only have meetings all the other day. So again, flexibility is amazing. The downfall, the biggest challenge is solitude. And as you may know, when you're alone, all these thoughts come up. And if you didn't know, it's okay. This is why I love sharing on this podcast, so that you continue to learn when how our words, how our emotions are obviously true. And I want to share with you kind of my story, my challenges. For me, it was not only new and different back in 2017. Also, it was something that really created or brought back a lot of new emotions that I hadn't built with. And so just me working alone being a person that loves interacting with other students, person that loves connecting, that feeds energy from other human beings, I struggled because it was new. 2017, you really didn't even hear about it. But also, I felt alone in a way where I wasn't learning. I wasn't learning or had the discipline to even ask it for help because I thought I could do it all by myself. And so for you, what does that look like? I want you to focus on, you know, playing this out one day. What would that look like by having space? And if I don't, where would I create the space for you to work from with me? And then what would come up for you? What would come up for me? Like, ask yourself that question. Is there a situation or circumstance that I haven't dealt with? Maybe any negative emotion that might come from it. I want you to go over this and also have this conversation with someone in your home, right? Someone that may or may not be there with you. And so in order for you to really start understanding what that would look like, I want you to role play. I want you to go to that part of your home where you would work, set up a workstation, set up your computer, or whatever you need to set up, and just sit there and ask yourself, okay, I will take care of tasks, but what will I do when these emotions come up, when these thoughts come up? Because that's what happens. Our brain will give us all the thoughts that are going with me, all those negative emotions, especially if you haven't dealt with it. And there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing's gone wrong. We are human. This happens on a day-to-day basis. But it happens less and less if you are in person or on the location because you have other humans as a connection. You have other things that are able to distract you. People walking, you know, in the area, the pressure for watching me actually work. So many factors at play that, again, those thoughts won't really affect you because of the distractions. And so, again, being able to look at both, you know, you have the flexibility, but you also have the challenges. And, you know, that was just one of the challenges that I encountered, not, you know, let alone not being able to figure the game, see other adults and actually communicate with them. But another thing that I struggled with was being organized. I thought I was organized, which I was when I was HR, VS1, the AG officer. But then when it came to having everything just in my computer, I struggled. Thanks to that, I was able to build different systems. And now I use productivity tools like Monday.com, ClickUp, Trello, all these other tools that are available to you to help you stay organized. And that's just, again, some of the challenges that you'll face. And still, you're going to have to build on and get better at. The other job location type is hybrid. This one is also one of my favorites, especially if you know exactly where you're going, you know exactly where you're relocating, and now all you're doing is looking at opportunities in that area. So if you do have the opportunity to go in and interact, you are able to do so by going in, interacting with other humans, getting your job done, learning even more. At the same time, you also get a little bit of the remote life, right? So you may be going in once a week, 3 times a week. It really just depends on your employer, but you have now the flexibility of maybe just setting appointments for the times that you are working from home, and then you don't have to worry about it when you're going outside. And now you're getting also the, you know, socialization that you need, maybe the energy that you need, interacting with others, you know, asking for help in person. Maybe you're getting more work done if that's how you better, right? More people work better in environments where there are other people around them. And that's completely fine. But there are also people that work a lot better in a remote space where they are alone. So again, hybrid, you get a little bit of both worlds and you get to experience it. But again, it's only if you know exactly where you're going and you know that that city, that area has plenty of opportunities and also opportunity for you to grow. All right. So the next one is on the site. This one, of course, it's a typical going to work, you go into every day, and you don't really work remotely as much because most of the time that job will require your presence. And that's completely okay. But I want you to still understand that you will have some flexibility, right? You may need to take a day off. You may need to take, you know, some time off. If you have like separate appointments, it really just depends on your employer. but I want you to keep an open mind. If, again, you already know where you're going and that location is set. So there's pros and cons to all of these three, but I want you to really ask yourself and be honest with yourself and be honest with your family. Which one of those would work best for everyone? Which one of those would work for you within the next 3 years? Because here's another challenge that I have seen. Women are also just taking on whatever first opportunity they get. Nothing wrong with that. But here's the downfall. In the next 6 months, you're going to be looking for another opportunity again. So you're pretty much going and starting all over. And then you have to prepare for the interview and explain why you were only there for 6 months. And it really doesn't look well on paper because you're giving them, you know, more of an opportunity to think that you were the risk. That could have been it, right? Maybe you weren't supposed to start working remotely because you knew that that wasn't going to be the best for you because you can't get stuff done when you're remote. Or it was fully on site and you knew that you had other obligations like taking care of your kids. Maybe your husband's deployed. Maybe your husband travels a lot for work, whatever it may be. And now you are having to start from scratch. And on top of that, talk about it during the interview. Now, they may not ask you, they may or may not, but you want to still bring it up so that it doesn't seem as if you didn't know what you were doing or you have the emotional intelligence to say, hey, listen, I messed up at the very beginning. I thought I knew what I wanted, but full transparency, it didn't work for my family. And that's also another way that you could do that. But again, I want to offer you to begin here. Set the tone up here, especially if you are 6 months out, 90 days out. I want you to get really clear with what job tech to look for. Now, when it comes to looking for roles, you want to also be able to create that filter, right? Don't look at opportunities, all the opportunities, if you know you're only going to be available for a month. Because then what happens? You find something that's hybrid or on site, and now you aren't able to fully commit to that opportunity. Now, did a resume, applied, but now that at the interview, you're like, well, I actually do only work remote. You're wasting your time, you're wasting their time. It's none of their love. So again, I encourage you to start there so that you can then filter those jobs because there are so many jobs. And the way you do it on LinkedIn, I have done a video on LinkedIn to show you the step-by-step on how you can start doing that. Because here's the thing. Another huge component of this is that you want to be also found by recruiters. You want to be found by putting that on your LinkedIn profile, which, by the way, if you didn't know, you could do that. Yes, you can. Go watch that video. It's in the show notes so that you could then add that to your profile and then recruiters can also find you. All right, ladies, this is all that I have for you today. I hope that this was helpful. And listen, if you need help and you need to revamp your profile and help with your resume, you need the interview process, send me a direct message on LinkedIn and I'm happy to help you.
Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. Again, it is bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.